hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're checking in on Seeking Sister Wife. It's been a few weeks. We're still watching. Shit's happening. They're engaged.
It's such a perfect show.
Perfect show.
It is. It's just so, it's so bonkers and crazy and mind-bending and the perfect
mind-bending.
It's the perfect time. Perfect amount of time. I would have watched 90 Day for Fiance for eternity because of the fan base, and we had a good response with our podcast. But even though it did not help us to quit 90 Day Fiance and stick with what we love, Bravo, our podcast would probably be bigger if we stayed with 90 Day Fiance and Love After Lockup.
Can't do an hour and a half.
But we didn't love it.
You can't keep me watching these fucks for 2 hours a day. I don't have
sister
the time.
Wife. They do it right.
It's tight. It's an hour. They are
like a young woman that never ages. She never gets old and saggy.
Eternally 20. Where do you want to start? Which couple?
Let's Merrifields? Start with the. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Holy shit.
All of the like. There's okay. The one thing that drives me nuts about them is the sister thing. Calling each other sister.
So creepy.
Sister, giving her like the stupid promise necklace. We're sisters. We wear these.
It's the same. The same one.
The same one they gave Roberta. It's so.
Or is it the ring? Is it a ring or a necklace? Is it a necklace?
She gave her a necklace.
Oh, she gets the necklace. Like she's the stepdad marrying the mom. It's so creepy.
Yeah, like they're up on the altar.
Oh my god! And in that red dress, I love how Foxy Danielle gets when she has when she has to compete.
It's great. I mean that, and then the episode, this last episode of her just flipping out. She hasn't responded to me. How many times has she responded to you? The problem is he just wants multiple wives to shut the fuck up, love, be obsessed with him, and be on their merry way. He does not care about Danielle having a relationship with this. Danielle thinks she's getting a wife as well. And it's like, you're not. And
I don't think she does.
You don't think so? That's what she's trying to do. She's like, she hasn't responded to me.
She lies to herself, though. I think she's just saying that to start fights, to try to keep Garrick. I think she always thinks hopefully it will fall
but see,
through.
That will alienate him. He's off to Brazil.
But she's in panic zone. That seemed to me like a panicked woman. If someone doesn't respond to you in 2 hours, and just the way that he wants to. And then when she says I might be a single mom and everything, and he's gone for a solid month.
So good.
To me, that sounds like she is going along with it, but somehow either wants to sabotage it, or that's my instinct on it.
I think you're right that she's desperate, but I think she's thinking that if she clings on to Natalia and like
they could keep her around.
Yes, yes. Like she's trying to find her way to stay in the family, you know?
But it all comes back to her being, she should have never got divorced.
I just love the a month later, and then she's like, things aren't going well. It's like, no fucking shit. It's just such a mess.
Who's taping? Danielle, like, I'm going to start recording myself in the worst.
Yeah.
Just because she wants Garrick to look bad because he looks crazy, but she sounds just as crazy.
She sounds batshit. She doesn't, she's not coming across as a stable woman in that
scene.
But
she's the
one
recording it and sending it to production, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm assuming.
What would possess her? What's wrong with these people?
I don't know. It's
what kind of job. He builds houses. How can he leave for a month?
And
where
all
are the
of
boys during this while she's screaming about she sounds like she's losing her mind and gonna be locked up for 72 hours over it. Where's the messages? Where's the that was really
it's
alarming.
Crazy. Yeah, she's nuts. She's really like next level. And again, the deep insecurities, like she is the perfect model of a woman that should not be in a plural marriage. She does not have the like confidence or ability to like I mean, look, he divorced her to marry other women. She's barely clinging on, you know, like literally barely.
I think it's
crazy.
And then the sister, Sam and Samantha, she's coming over and igniting the fire.
Those pizzas that they were eating, I don't know if you noticed them. They look
oh my
fucking
God.
Horrible.
They look disgusting.
I will eat any pizza. But
look like
I
Little Caesars.
That. Worse.
It's
looked
gross.
Like, I don't even know. Yeah, it was disgusting. But it's like Danielle compared to the confidence of the women with Nick, right? Like you put those two groups together.
They're
they
ill, too.
Are,
I don't understand what's going on with them, but it's not.
Their mission is to expand the family. They don't give a fuck. Anyone
that's
be
a whole
damned.
Different. See, Danielle, she's met him. She was in love with him since she was a little girl.
Yes.
And now he has a fetish because in the previews, it's another either Brazilian woman or a woman that looks like that.
Yep.
And Danielle's the opposite. It's creepy.
It's weird. It's weird. I mean, Nick obviously has a type too. All of his women look the same as well.
Fat bottom girls, right?
Yeah,
make the world go around.
Yeah,
I don't know. Garrick
it's wild.
I could watch Garrick and Danielle in the real conversations. I wouldn't be. It'd be like the OJ trial. I wouldn't be able to turn that off. It would be. It keeps my attention. Like that's
There's
nuts.
Just
deciphering Garrick.
Yeah, there's something real off about him. Just
his
whole
best friend
vibe.
From fifth grade.
Since I was
up.
Five. Crazy.
What's the weather there? Was it humid? It looked like such a nice breeze. They very pretty Colorado's.
Yeah, looks beautiful. I mean, you could live next to, you know, Garrick, your best friend. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And
really
the way he talks
though.
To Danielle, is he trying to, does he love her? Why does he want to keep her around? He obviously just wants to go bang. He doesn't want Danielle, I don't think.
I don't know what he wants. I mean,
is
I know that he wants all
she's
these
the mother
random
of the children?
Chicks, but it's like, this isn't a God mission. That's the other thing. He's always placing it framing it from a God
way.
Perspective,
right.
And it's so scammy. It's like, just say you like fucking Brazilians and you want to.
We'd be all on board for it, right?
Yeah, go live your life.
I'd almost like Garrick if he dropped the God shtick.
Yes. I would too. I would be Team Garrick if he was just out here macking.
And be honest.
Yes.
Right. And Danielle.
Say what it is. God didn't come to you on a mountain with the wind and tell you to go to Brazil and find women. An app that you downloaded and put your search parameters showed you who was accessible to you. Like, enough with this. It's crazy.
They must not work out because unless they hide her really well, where is she?
It doesn't work out. I could tell you that right now.
What is he doing down there for a whole month? And then when the first night they're gonna bang, she's like, "Oh, don't be sleeping!" Like Danielle, you're a trapped. She's doing it to herself. It's so hard to say. I feel bad for her.
Yeah,
you can't help it, but it's just crazy. Just to put yourself in that situation.
It's nuts.
Don't be sleeping. The way she talks, it's just
as she like slouches. I'm like. Imagine saying that to your husband as you walk out and he's about to fuck another woman. It's crazy.
No.
It's crazy.
And the mom is in the house and she's like this young woman. And this mom should walk in and stop this.
I loved the mom. Like, I don't agree, but it's fine. She seems happy. All right. Should we move on? Who do you want to talk next?
Talk Nick Paddywhack.
Nick, Danielle, and company. I just got her back
Nick's
in.
Not involved. Nick's not.
He's not
on
in
the
show.
Show.
Was he on? No, I'm not even kidding. Was he on the last two episodes?
Right. No. I don't think so.
No, because they weren't. I don't think they were in the last episode before this week, and it was just them. Right. All they got was them smashing stuff, and then like
he's
trying to convince her.
He's
time to date
care of the kid, and they're off pounding nachos.
Yeah, they're really pushing her to date, though. It's crazy. Like, what?
I wonder
to your
why.
Point, what is it? Yeah, is it like a tax write-off? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
That motivates this crazy push
the
to
power?
Date. Something.
They're like in the power. If they have another youngin,
maybe. But like, it's
why
gotta
Danielle
be
there.
Kind of...
You got free. Stay free, Danielle. You're a cute little thing. You could meet a nice boy. You don't want this. You don't.
And they're holding this over her head for the rest of life. Yeah. Anytime she says anything, they'll be like, well, you left, you know, like she's fucked. It's like somebody cheating on someone. They never let it go. They're never going to let this go. They're going to hold it over her head forever. And she's going to feel ashamed.
Every time they're together, I just think of witchcraft. They just look like witches.
Really?
It seems very coveny. Yeah.
I just couldn't deal with Danielle's.
They would give the best. They would do the best hocus pocus.
Oh my God, a remake?
That's what they should do.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Every.
And Nick's the little boy who's like with his sister.
And the baby's the cat. And...
Yes.
Perfect. Let's go.
No, the shirt Danielle was wearing, that like tie up with the tits hanging out, you know, she had like the crisscross all the way down. Oh my God. It's just
they're eating nachos. It looks like a local coffee shop. I don't know where the fuck they're eating.
It's a mess. Yeah, I find them entertaining, and like I do kind of feel bad for Danielle, but it's not like a dark sadness. It's just like this chick is
just like
she's too young.
You're going she's going to leave.
Yeah, eventually.
She won't get married.
No.
And she should play ball with them and say, sure, bring in a woman, but she can marry Nick. I'm not marrying anyone.
Right, right.
How is he just scot-free in this whole thing?
I know. It's crazy. I'm telling you, there's got to be some kind of hustle there. It's like a pyramid scheme they're running.
It's very weird. And the way that they talk, it is very vacation time share.
Yes.
Like, are you sure? And the way they talk, it's very job interviewee of a job that you don't want, where they say we're a family. And
100%.
We all like,
they don't pay you for
overtime.
Right. We're a family. It's like, fuck off.
No, it's a job, and I hate you all, and I hope this place burns down, allegedly.
All right. Should we talk Naima and Nyla? And why are they dating a 15-year-old? She looked way too young. And then when she said the wine smells like fruit snacks, that's when you call it. You're too young.
Apple juice.
Your apple, if your two comparisons are fruit snacks and juice, are you my 4-year-old toddler? Or are you a woman? Like, that's really problematic to me. She looked way too young. She looked like somebody who ran away from home and ended up at their coffee shop. And like, I don't know. I just like, or the wine.
Well, I'm glad
it's
not like they took her home and ripped her open. So it was good.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. But what are they doing?
A sweet, cute couple. I wish they would listen to their mom. To me, if you're going to open up your marriage, what do you even care if he's screwing women on the day one? To me, she, from these all past episodes,
yes,
it seems like she wants to do it, and they say she started it. But
yeah,
I think if they had a really viable candidate, things would change.
Yes. Also, to your point, what does it matter? Like, this was her choice, her decision. Let's remember that. She was over giving him all the attention. Somebody else needs to come tag in. So, I mean, it's just nuts.
When they were going to go pick up that girl from the airport, she was getting stressed out. And she was starting to say, well, you can't do this and you can't do that and this, that. So when it gets real, I do not know what she's thinking.
And I loved that chick, like, you know, what's your no one-on-one dating? And then goes to the man, what's your take on it? And she's just raging. I love that shit. What's most surprising to me about this entire show is how many people are down to like even engage in this behavior. Like, it's easier than you would think. They're always finding these women. How is it possible?
It's a lot of people out, a lot of freaks out there. It really is.
Really is. Like,
I guess they
really
want to be
is.
On TV, and it's crazy. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Life is stressful enough.
I mean.
And his mom's right. I mean, you get all these juices involved. It's gross.
I loved the way she was describing that. So funny. So funny. I also like that they shaded her outfit. They're like, this isn't the right outfit for this occasion. It's like, who the fuck are you guys? Fashion police?
Well, Rivers? I mean, you guys are 20 years. They're like, seem like church going.
Yes.
Like people, you know. And she's so pretty. I don't know why she's doing this.
I don't either. So
there
weird.
Is not a woman that has such a pre-close-up. They get her face is so, there's not a pore. Her face is flawless.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I don't know what he's thinking.
Crazy.
Are women just secretly like want to be lesbians, and this is a way to not be gay?
Well, the pregnant chick obviously wants to be a lesbian and like right. has kids and it's too late. And so she's going to go this route. These other women, I don't get the sense of.
I don't get lesbian like, vibes, but.
I don't know.
I don't know what she wants. I really don't know why she would want to. She seems like a very reasonable person. It seems crazy.
Yeah, it's really wild.
I love his mom, though.
I do, too.
She should have her own show.
She really is great.
And if my kids pulled this shit, I probably, since it's not my daughter, I'd probably be just like, kind of like, what the hell's wrong with these people? But I wouldn't not, it wouldn't offend me as much as some other things they could do, probably.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right. Who else? You want to touch on Justin and Becky, the cult leader of all cult leaders?
Oh, that's Justin and Becky. Are they the ones that traveled? That's not them. Becky yes. is the one that. Oh, his name's Justin. Wow, that's sad.
I think that's what I wrote down. I could be wrong.
They are scary.
Rolling up to the
they
chick's
are
house.
Great TV. I love them
great
so
TV.
Much.
A, the passion of like this woman. Put Becky. I don't even know. Make her make Israel and Palestine come to peace. Like she is. She's ready to go. She is not giving up. She's at the woman's door cussing her out, like calling her a slut. I mean, it's just, it's great.
Sit in the car for 12 hours. That's almost, it's almost they should be arrested for what they did. It is
kind of
criminal. Yes.
You're rolling up to somebody's house asking if they had sex because you got to go get tested. That's crazy.
I got to go get tested now. And in the rain,
crazy.
It was gold TV.
Would you have been shocked if then you saw like the screen fades to black and it's like Becky was arrested the next day for murdering?
No,
like
no.
She could have shown back up and killed that woman.
Break
She's
down
nuts.
The door. Yes, she does give off. She
rage
gives off
energy.
Murder vibes.
Yes.
She really.
Yes.
She's Lorena Bobbitt.
Like if Justin is never seen again, he's locked in the basement. Like I just there is something really off about her entire vibe.
There must
and
be
he is
something...
just like an idiot bumbling through life. It's crazy.
There must be something wrong with him, too. It's like, I'm not going to, after all we've given her, and I love her, and I would take a bullet for her. All the extreme things he says, he just says them more calm, so he gets away with it.
It's crazy.
Becky's more irrational.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll it's take nuts. A bullet. If anybody's saying, I'm take a bullet,
nope.
you say that for your children. Tyler's on his own. I got kids to take care of.
Right.
Tyler Move better out get out of the way. That guy stabbing people in Sydney is very scary. Did you see that?
I saw it and ignored it. I can't.
For some
I
reason, I came across something else last night, and I don't know why.
Okay, I got to say this.
He got a lot of people.
Twitter, X, whatever the fuck it is, has become the darkest place
since
on the internet. I opened it the other day, and I saw two dead people, like some stories about like murders and dead people showing a dead person, like a woman trying to bring in a dead guy to sign a loan or something.
Oh,
and it's like
oh.
And the video is just online.
Somebody, if I was super rich, I would send that lady $100,000 because that is desperation at the highest end. It is very creative. And she was only, if she was doing it for like half a mil, I would say she's a criminal. She was in there for like $3,200. She obviously needs that for something. Maybe
it's
a boob job. Maybe she wants a BBL. Maybe she's got to pay rent. Give this woman some cash.
It's just sick. There's some real sick in the internet, especially on X, that like I don't need to take it in. It's crazy.
I agree with you. Ever since I had to get a new phone, I didn't even log back in. And it is very disturbing. Things enter my brain that I can't.
Yeah, it's like it's
get
sick.
Out.
You don't need it. You do not need it. It's really like, and it's all fake information too. Everything is false. Like nothing is true. It's all fake news.
When you click in something, there's the comments aren't. It's totally screwed up. They're not linked together. It's a whole.
I know.
It's a whole con.
Yeah, it is.
And nothing against gay men. Somehow we follow gay guys and they live in their own world. I don't love to see like big penises hop up on it's the scariest
our
thing
algorithm
about being single
is like sick and broken
is seeing a new penis. Like I see a penis. Hopefully this is it for life.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't
got
gotta,
one.
And that's it. I don't want to see get like random guys railing each other in the ass.
Oh,
and
I'm
stuff.
Good. I don't want to see
it's
any of
crazy.
It.
I don't want. I don't look at. I don't watch porn, so I'm not watching men and women do it either.
Right.
But for
right.
some reason, it's a lot of penises. It's like, geez.
Shout out to our Instagram. All right. Anything else here on Seeking Sister Wife? Did we miss anybody? I think it was all that was on this week, but there was also Ashley and Sarah getting their dates on with Shane, which they
He's
seem
such
like they
a
have a
loser.
Vibe. Yeah.
And this girl, it's not serious.
It seems like they're recruiting somebody because they want somebody there by the time she pops. Like, they're
right.
like, we don't have a lot of
they
time.
Got a night nurse.
We don't have a lot of
it's
time.
It's weird.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, because you're about to have a newborn? This is not the time. That's right.
He's a dork, and he's just holding on for dear life. Him and Danielle should get together because both of their spouses don't want them.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
He's pathetic.
I
mean, he's one of the most pathetic people I've ever seen in my life.
He is going. I also, though, I put a lot of blame on her feet, too. Just break up with your husband. You clearly do. You want to be with a woman. The lightness in her eyes when she's around a woman compared
completely
to him.
Different. Yeah.
Completely different. She's alive. Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
It's probably because she's raised super religious that she couldn't be a lesbian. It's sad.
Right. Right. It is. It is. All right, guys. If you're not watching Seeking Sister Wife, just watch it. It's so entertaining. It's on Max. You don't even have to watch commercials.
It is
which
nice.
Which is great.
It is beautiful. Your...
It's the best. Not having to fast forward or anything. It's just type 43 minutes.
It's that's really nice.
Yeah. That's what you need. All right, guys. We love you. We'll be back with Bravo. Until then.
See ya.